Thank you, Steve. Hi, everybody. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder, and we're joined in studio by our friend Kurt Wagner. Kurt runs TVShowPatrol.com. If you haven't visited TVShowPatrol.com, what are you waiting for? You love TV. You might as well learn more about it. Hello, Kurt. How are you?
Hello.
Kurt, Wendy and I have discussed this at great length the last couple of days, but it certainly bears more discussion. We lost one of the giants of the business of television in Mary Tyler Moore, 80 years old. I know that's a long, fruitful life. I get that, but it's just hard to believe not having her.
And especially for a diabetic, really. She had a lot of issues, poor
she
Mary.
Did. Yeah. Yeah, it was, you know, it's a tough thing when that happens. I remember when Lucille Ball died, and that really hit me hard because I used to watch Lucille Ball all the time. But this is right up there with that because I remember watching her.
Definite icon.
Forever.
Somebody said yesterday during the CBS tribute to Mary Tyler Moore that she had the pivotal sitcom of the 1960s with the Dick Van Dyke Show and the pivotal sitcom of the 1970s with the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And that's right there. That's incredible longevity.
Right. I think that's true, too. The two characters that she's most famous for, I think, were so influential. I just read a thing. I think Variety talked to Candace Bergen where she talked about how there would not have been a Murphy Brown without Mary Richards, her
Absolutely.
Character from the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Strong, independent woman.
Yeah. And okay to be single.
Exactly.
You know, not pining for a husband. And
the
kind of
Jim
thing.
Dial character, the pompous newsman on Murphy Brown, was the next generation of Ted Baxter,
yeah, it's
too.
It's true. It's true. And then, you know, I hadn't thought.
Thank
of,
you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye, Lou.
I hadn't thought about this, but the Dick Van Dyke Show, you know, just the idea that, just because of the time that I grew up and everything, the idea that she wore pants was controversial.
Yeah.
That
Carl Reiner got called to the office, basically, the CBS office is about. Yeah. She can't be wearing pants.
That I didn't know.
And you know, I think that's incredible, you know, when you think about it now. I mean, you know, I grew up, my mom barely wore dresses ever, you know,
yeah.
but
pedal pushers,
right?
That's what she wore, and now look what's stylish, all the capri pants.
How about that?
That was a shocking thing, you know. It's kind of amazing.
And even if you'll remember, even on the Dick Van Dyke Show in the early 1960s, the Petries, a happily married couple, were not allowed to sleep in the same bed together. They had beds next to each
right,
other,
right?
You know, for the good of the country, of course. You don't want to see a happily married couple sleeping in the same bed.
But it was interesting. They always intimated. And Dick Van Dyke has said this, like, this week,
yeah.
I think, in interviews, that, yes, they did have sex.
Right.
You know, like, the dialogue in the show always had so playful,
yeah.
you know, things.
That seems so bizarre to me. I know, I remember the two separate beds.
Yeah.
But it's a married couple.
Right.
Right.
I mean.
But still, their fear was that America would see that and be shocked by it, that a man and a woman could be laying in bed together. That would be shocking
so
and
weird.
Well, I mean, that's true. The original I Love Lucy.
Separate beds.
Separate yeah. beds, you know, yeah. and it had the thing in between, so you couldn't push them together. There wasn't even the idea that you could push
right.
them together.
Right. So how did Little Richie come to be?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. But they never...
Little Ricky and Little
on the
Richie.
Couch.
I guess on
I
the
mean,
couch.
Come on.
Right. That would be it. That would have to be it. But a lot of places are going to do tributes. Last night, we were talking about the CBS yeah. tribute to either Oprah Winfrey or to Mary Tyler Moore. I couldn't tell which. So there will be more of these?
There are... several more. PBS has a special that it did. I think it might have been an American Masters. I'm not sure. But they paid tribute to Mary Tyler Moore and her influence in 2015 in this documentary. And that you can see on PBS.org now. It's playing. It's just streaming. But they're going to also air it. PBS networks are going to air it. Stations, member stations. So you have to look at your local member station to see when they're going to have it on TV again. But they'll be airing it again. And then... Sundance TV is doing a marathon of the final season of Mary Tyler Moore Show on Saturday, starting at 5 a.m. our time.
I got to see that because I kind of have forgotten it, you know.
Oh, so
and
good.
It's all 24 episodes. They're just running back to back all day.
Nice.
Which will be fun. And then MeTV's Sunday night is doing, I think, the six of the most influential episodes.
Yeah.
Of the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
I don't know if you got a chance, Wendy. I know you missed this, but you need to see Just This Moment Alone. They showed a clip from the Screen Actors Guild Awards from 5 or 6 years ago, and Dick Van Dyke introduces Mary Tyler Moore, and then she comes out and she gives a very great speech about her career. And then Dick Van Dyke just kind of leans in and gives her a kiss. And in that little kiss, even though it's just a 2-second kiss, your heart just melts because those are two people that you saw working together.
And they're supposed to be together.
Yeah. It's just
well,
such
and
a nice
moment. Well,
and
the look on her face when that happened, too.
Surprised.
Yeah, she was surprised and touched,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
She didn't slap him or anything?
No, she didn't slap him. No, there was none of that. Since we're talking about losses from the world of television, we find out yesterday that that Mike Connors had died. This is a guy who for years was on a show called Mannix, very popular show called Mannix.
I remember watching.
Here's the theme.
God, this is like one of the greatest theme songs, isn't it? Honestly.
I don't like Wendy.
Right. You could be a detective.
You're cracking yourself up, aren't you?
You could be a detective.
So, whole second half of the show, 312-981-7200. Give your best slams to Bill Leff, and we'll play that every day for the next month.
I don't remember in the first season.
Black History Month? No,
like,
Bill Leff Hatred Month.
I don't remember them saying they didn't like Wendy, but it was so long ago. It was the 60s.
You're cracking yourself up, aren't you? Proud of yourself?
Mannix was the show that everybody's dad watched in the 60s.
Yeah.
If you had a dad, he was watching Mannix.
Well, it was on for a long time.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing that too, and then I don't know if it was MeTV or somewhere they used to have it in their crime night, like
yes.
their crime. So I've seen repeats of it over the years too.
It was a fun show to watch.
What a great name, Mannix.
It sounds gritty,
yes.
doesn't it? Now his real name, I don't know if you know this, Mike Connors was not his given name. His real name, Creaker J. Ohanian. He's of Armenian descent.
Oh, Armenian.
He was born in Fresno, California, and his name at birth was Creaker, K-R-E-K-E-R, Creaker J. Ohanian, which doesn't
Ohanian
sound...
Ohanian sounds Irish.
Well...
I don't think it's O. It's not O apostrophe.
It's not O apostrophe.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
The I-A-N ending on a name is almost always Armenian, so that would be a tip-off, but he decided, or somebody in his career decided... He would probably go further with the name Mike Connors. So
great
that's the
stage name.
Isn't it a
It really
cool
is.
Name? Yeah.
Usually if you can't say your name, it's probably not good enough
right.
if you want to.
Right.
Nobody can pronounce it.
So another tremendous loss from the world of TV, Mike Connors passing away yesterday at the age of 91. His last job was on an episode of Two and a Half Men about a decade or so ago. That's the last time we saw him. And I got to tell you, I watched a clip from him yesterday from that show. He still looked tough and burly and cool, even though he was about 80 years old.
On Two and a Half Men on that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
He still looked like
He was really cool.
Yeah. He was a good guy. All right. Let's take a quick break and then more television talk with Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com. Stay here. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
I don't like Bill.
That was you.
No, it wasn't.
I saw your lips move. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. He doesn't have time for this nonsense. He's busy reporting on television shows, what to see and what not to see. We're all marveling. There's an actor. It always impresses me. I want to start off by saying this. It always impresses me to see the range of certain people in the business, certain actors or actresses, just the range they have. So there's an actor whose name is kind of obscure, Walton Goggins. And I kind of came to know him last year on a show called Vice Principals on HBO, a very funny show on HBO called Vice Principals. I just saw him in the premiere episode of Baskets the other night playing an incredibly different character.
It let me interrupt you.
Sure.
It is not Walton Goggins.
I didn't think it was.
Is a gentleman named Tobias Jelinek.
Are you sure?
Who is a dead ringer for Walton Goggins?
Because I'm looking at his picture. Could that possibly be a different guy?
Well,
I fell in love with Walt Goggins on The Shield. He played Shane, and
right.
he was fantastic
right.
in that.
So this is a different guy.
I think so.
Yeah?
It's Tobias Jelinek.
Boy, they are absolutely mirror images of each other, if that's true.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would not lie to you, Bill.
No, you never have in the past, Kurt.
Maybe once.
Maybe once.
Walton's great.
Yeah. Yep. All right. A premiere of a new show about donuts, finally. Right? Because the one thing that's been lacking on TV lately is shows about donuts.
Especially when now you have all the fancy donut places, right?
Right. So what is Superior Donuts?
It is about a Chicago, I think it's like a diner or a cafe or something like that. It's based on a play written by Chicago playwright Tracy Letts.
Oh.
I think he's
in Homeland?
Yeah, I think he's in Homeland, and I think he's a...
Great playwright.
Is he a Goodman Theater, I think?
Or that not, sounds right.
Is he Goodman? No, it's Steppenwolf, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know, one
be.
Of those. One of the local theaters. Steppenwolf is where he has a base, I guess. But it's based on a play that he wrote, and it's about a Chicago cafe run by this Gracchio guy. And then
this is the one that Michael McKean from Laverne and Shirley and Better Call Saul, he was in the stage version of.
Yes.
That. That's the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I actually don't know much about the show. They just they okayed it. CBS okayed it to be on, and then now suddenly it's premiering. But what's his name's in it? The guy from Taxi.
Walt Goggins?
No, the guy from Taxi.
Tobias Jelinek?
Judd Hirsch.
Oh.
Isn't it?
And he's from Chicago, too, isn't he?
Is
he? No.
Oh, he's not?
Mm-mm.
Sorry.
But he's in it and some other folks.
All right. And that's
it's a comedy. It starts next week.
That's going to be on CBS. What's going to happen with Timothy Daly? I just read a story about him getting into a big ski accident and both of his legs are broken. But he's got his own series where he kind of needs to be more mobile. Do we know what's going to happen with him?
Maybe they'll write it into that. He's on.
That's what they're debating.
Madam Secretary.
Not. Right.
He's her husband.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? He's kind of a spy. Maybe they'll do something where he gets injured in the line of duty.
Where another spy breaks his legs.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Or something.
He broke his legs in real life.
Yeah, in a skiing accident.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You know, his sister is Tyne Daly.
Yes, yeah. Which that is just, you never would have put those two together, quite honestly.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's a little
He's
difficult.
A handsome devil. I'm sorry.
You don't think Tyne Daly is a handsome
She's
devil?
She's a great actress.
Right. She's a handsome devil, too. I think. All right. She was in, what was that?
Cagney and Lacey.
Yeah.
Which one was she?
And?
Lacey.
And
she played Anne in Cagney and Lacey.
Can I throw a recommendation out there? Because
do it.
I have fallen in love with television again, thanks to streaming, and you can watch at your convenience. I am a big fan of Caitlin Olson. I think she's one of the funniest females in the world. I really do. She's dirty. She's raunchy, but she stars in a show on Fox called The Mick.
Mm-hmm.
It is very dirty and raunchy, but it is really funny.
And, you know, it's kind of, yeah.
She's from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia,
She
yeah.
is really one of the funniest women ever and not afraid to work blue, let me tell you that.
So she's starring in both shows simultaneously,
yes.
right?
Yeah, well, she's been on It's Sunny since the very beginning. She's married to Rob McElhaney. McElhaney, yeah, who's on there, who's one of the writers on there. But if you really want to see her raunchy, watch that. It's Always Sunny.
Oh, yeah, I've watched that,
but
too.
But The Mick... You know, it's on broadcast, and it's pretty raunchy for broadcast, too. And it's just funny because she has that... She's the nicest woman I've met her.
Is she, yeah?
And she's so funny as a bit of a mean girl.
She's great.
You know? And it's just hilarious. Yeah.
And there's she comes to take care of her sister's kids, three
because
of them.
Because her sister... And her brother-in-law get put in jail for embezzling or something, right?
They split the country because they were doing something illegal. So Caitlin Olson plays Mackenzie, I think is her name, the Mick. And she comes in and takes care of these kids, and they don't respect her. They think she's a loser. And the daughter of the three kids is the same girl who was in The Night Of...
Oh, the girl who has the problem.
A terrible,
in the
yes,
very beginning
demise,
the,
yeah, yes.
Yeah.
She's really, all these kids are really great
actors. Well, her character's kind of a mess up and you know, not like together in her own life. And then she has to take care of these kids
right.
all of a sudden, yeah.
It makes me feel better as a mother. Let me just tell you that. But it's really funny. And there's a Hispanic housekeeper
yeah.
who is so funny. Just give it a try, but if you, it's a little raunchy, I'll tell
that's
you.
That's all right. All right, so The Mick, and that's on Fox.
On Fox.
Kurt, Wendy and I were discussing this the other day. Katie Rich, who we've had on the show a couple times, is a writer for Saturday Night Live. She put out a tweet that was making fun of Barron Trump, and since then, SNL has kind of put her on the sidelines. They've suspended her. We don't know for sure yet if she's going to get fired or not. Do you know any inside information on this?
I don't.
Nothing yet?
No, I don't have any. All right. Connections with that, but I think that is what sort of caused the uproar with the whole, you know, leave the kids out of it,
right?
In your commentary,
right?
Which is, you know, that was media should do the same thing. I mean, that was followed with the Obamas too.
Yeah.
The media should just shut their mouths. That's what you know.
That we've been told by Bannon that we need to be.
I mean, because you know, he had no choice in any of the stuff going on.
Exactly. And, yeah, you know, I agree.
All right. So, what else do we need to know?
Well, let me tell you one more thing. Debbie Reynolds. Past.
Yeah.
Today, Turner Classic Movies is doing a marathon of all her movies. Did we talk about that already?
No.
Not on air.
That was off the air.
Yeah.
Okay. And I just wanted to bring that up because there's so many great performances. And tonight, her son, Todd Fisher, will be on with the TCM guy, sort of introducing in between movies, sort of introducing the movies and telling tales. And I have a list of the schedule on my site with a video of their conversation, like a preview of their conversation.
Great.
Also have the Mary Tyler Moore tributes up if you want to find those, because there's a lot of stuff going on. But yeah, the Debbie Reynolds thing is cool, just because, like, I have never seen the Unsinkable Molly Brown, and mm-hmm. I'm very excited that it's gonna be on tonight.
Yeah, everybody knows her certainly for Singing in the Rain and one or two mm-hmm. others, but she had quite a few classics, so that'll be fun to watch that marathon. Kurt, thanks so much again. If you want to know more about anything we just discussed, Kurt Wagner's website is called tvshowpatrol.com. It's a good one. Stick around. News is next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.